Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Saturday, July the 27th, 2024, and I have the honor to have Nicole Powers on with me. WitnessSpeaks.com is her website, so with that said, I'm going to let her give her a report. Go ahead, Nicole.
Yes, I want to talk about the assassination attempt and its implications. Even before...
On Donald Trump.
Even before Donald Trump even spoke in Pennsylvania, they were fencing up Washington, D.C. And I think this was in preparation to his rally 2 weeks ago. And I remember there was a report even prior that the representatives in our state were a Democrat representative, especially those in Georgia. They called to eliminate Trump's Secret Service privileges. And I find the timeline very interesting, how certain things were played out even before the rally. And it also came out that that Trump's team called for special provisions to ensure his safety, and they were denied. And the protocol of dealing with a sniper, there was no drone assistance for those who were supposedly were responsible for securing that area to protect Donald Trump. So when you have all these gaps that don't even seem like mistakes, a lot of people are questioning, why did it occur? And we need to answer these questions. You have the shooter, who's also connected to BlackRock, and they also found a report where he visited Washington. I think the building that he went to was close to the FBI building. So, and his family is also cloaked in mystery. You have a father who I believe knows more than what he's saying, and you have a mother who I believe is a staunch Democrat. And could it be, like so many others are saying online, that was he MK Ultra, or was the family paid off to do this? And I think what I heard, the mother was very proud of him. How can you be proud of a son that was part of an assassination who also probably caused the death of others or caused injury to others? So, and I don't buy the notion that Trump was behind it. And I don't think we should trust the FBI to perform an investigation when we know full well they had their hands on January 6th. So,
there's too many mistakes with the cops and the FBI and everybody, Secret Service on this. And BlackRock, Blackstone, was behind it. The kid worked for him. Now, all they have to do is compromise him. Invite him to the party in Washington, D.C., where the BlackRock, Blackstone head chief show up, like Larry Mizell, the compromised fallen angel that owns it, controls it now. My ex-father-in-law used to own it and control it. And he's got HSBC Bank, Hong Kong, Hang Ag Bank Corp. That's the largest bank in the world with countries, a bank in each country, and they keep getting in trouble every 6 months for narcotics money laundering, and some vice president goes to jail, but the big boys never do. Now, all they do is set up a party, invite the kid to the party, okay, and they'll have a buffet kind of thing going on at some presidential suite in Washington at a hotel, and they have bars set up, temporary bar, and it's, you know, snacks, crackers, and sandwich material, and cheeses, and oh, you can munch on. And then invite the top echelon of the corporation and others, smaller people like he was, crooks. And they'll sit there. And this is a possibility. And what they do is they got the bartender and he feeds him the voodoo drug Gene Chip Tatum used to talk about that they did compromise the Coca-Cola chairman, he did, in order for Bush and them to take over the DuPont family trust, all the land in Florida, in exchange for Coca-Cola land down in Central America that was already identified as a drug strip. Now, what they do is they compromise him. And so the kid was probably fed the voodoo drug, and then after fed the voodoo drug, all of a sudden, you know, he's getting tired and he's going to bed and they chip him, okay? And they put him into bed. Hey, we got a bedroom in there. You're drunk anyway. You know, hey, stay the night here. So he stays the night at the boss's order, and some roster doctor comes in and puts a chip behind his ear, and now he's mind screwed. They control him and tell him to do things and tell him to do this and that. And that's what they did with kids with the Franklin cover-up. They would get the congressman all up on the voodoo drug, having dinner, new congressman, and here comes George Bush with kids, naked kids out of a suite. And, oh, he's in there pumping on them, and everybody's watching him, and they're taking pictures of the congressmen and senators are joining in on the party. And that's the Franklin cover-up. And Rusty Nelson was the photographer that I helped several times, and Jim Rothstein and others helped, who was CIA, get him out of trouble when Ted Gunderson set him up in Nebraska trying to get the pictures he hid, because they found pictures in his RV. He had pictures. And Gunderson had him illegally arrested in Nebraska, and Gunderson was the bad guy that used to go on Alex Jones' show all the time, hammering patriots like me. He was a stooge, FBI stooge to the end. And here he had gotten kicked out of the FBI for holding satanic ceremonies in his FBI office, and he was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenia. And his son and daughter are on the meds that he used to take, and he was just fine. He acted normal. Then when he didn't take his meds, he acted like a fool. There is a recording on Radio Bar 1 about Ted Gunderson where his ex-wife told me that he comes home from work after not taking his meds anymore. And it's on a Friday night. She's got her daughter there and her daughter's friends, and they're out in the swimming pool, and he comes home and strips down naked and jumps in front of them in the pool. She throws clothes out the window and told him to leave. Anyway, the recording's up on Radio Bar 1, but that's an idea for people to understand how they can compromise him. That's what I suspect happened with crooks who shot Trump. Now, go ahead, Nicole.
Yeah, and also, they said that the FBI first said, oh, well, we can't go into his phone because of the encryption, you know, and I find that very suspect. And also, you have reports that maybe there were people in the building where this young man was on the rooftop, and a lot of people speculate that they had been more than one shooter. And I wondered that too, because I don't think he could have made all those rounds. I really believe that he had help in doing what he was doing.
And oh, he had help. There were backup shooters are claiming, aren't they?
Yeah, but he may have been trained. And I listened to a news report of an Army sniper. A person, and he said, yes, I know how this is done. I have been trained by the State Department. He said the State Department trained him, and that goes to is it Mayor Garland, the head of the State Department, if I'm wrong? But that very implicates Biden, and so much correlated that he only resigned after the failed assassination attempt. The thought, you know, the talk of him resigning.
Well, there you go.
He says, yes, huh?
There you go.
He says that he wants to put Trump in a bullseye. So I think this was all planned because none of the things they were doing to Trump were really working. The smear campaigns, the prosecution. And so I really believe this may have been a last-ditch effort. And then you have a comedian actor, Jack Black, said, well, yeah, there were the other assassinations. Yeah. So they talked like this before he even took office, because I remember Michael Moore stating, well, anything can happen before inauguration.
Now,
FBI ready to cover or expressing their will to murder him before April.
The only thing that's going to save our country is Donald Trump's presidential election. It's the only thing. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. the way to win is not the illegal voting machines, as so many of the legislators in each state, not the U.S. Congress, but the legislators, the state congressmen and state senators, not U.S., are recognizing with all the voter fraud. Now, Mike Lindell, MyPillow, he got it all four states where they cheated Trump out of the election. He's got the proof and evidence. It bankrupted his corporation over doing it, hiring an attorney. Now I respect him for doing that for Trump. I posted stuff on my site. He's got a website, MyPillow.com. He's probably got the link to his political site. But Mike has proved it. The only thing that's going to do it, in my opinion, and I say this because of my experience on this, and it blew the government's mind. But Tom Hennigan and I decided in 2004 we were going to run for president of the United States, and I was going to be vice president and the independent party. So we created HenniganWeb.com, getting 5 million hits a month before the presidential election. I was telling people to go in and do write-in ballot. Write our name in, because we're not on the independent ticket. Just go write our name in. Well, Super Spook Otis Johnson tells me 2 days after the election, he says, what the F did you do? I said, what do you mean? He says, do you know how many votes you and Hennigan got? And I said, what? He said, you got 9% of the votes. I said, how do we pull that off? He said, that's why I'm asking you. I said, well, I told everybody to go do a write-in ballot. And they wrote our name in. That's what we got to do for Trump. Now, you could do it 10 days before the official date of November the 6th or 4th or whatever it is, the Tuesday that'll be this election this year. You can go 10 days beforehand to your election office there in your county, your state, your city, and you can vote and do a hand-counted ballot. You're filing a paper ballot, and it's officially counted. They cheat a little bit on it, yes, but that's the best way that I can see to get Donald Trump elected. Just tell him you can't be there on election day and you got to do the ballot. Yeah, wait 2-3 hours. It's worth it. We cannot have Kamala Harris. She's a non-resident of the United States of America. She was born in Jamaica. She grew up on a white slavery farm. She had white slaves that she grew up with that her father and grandfather had. White slavery, folks. Then she decides to go to school, law school. So she works her way through law school by being a prostitute in California. And she worked her way up, and then the government will hire anybody after they get out of law school. And they'll hire anybody that needs a job, okay? Even if they can't even perform the work, they'll still hire them just to get unemployment down. They hire misfits. That's what Kamala Harris is. She's not even a legal citizen of the United States. She legally can't even be vice president of the United States. So I want to point this out. She's illegal. And all we will have is a massive war, which is coming. Okay, and I give everybody a warning on the show. August 11th, 2024, we're going to have a meteor shower. We're already going through the solar eclipses and solar events that are causing communication problems. It isn't being hacked by the Chinese. Part of it is to deal with communication. So I thought I'd bring that up because on August 11th, we're going to have a meteor shower. And in my opinion, we're going to have Wormwood, Revelations 13, and Sister Stars smack the planet because of what Otis Johnson told me. Super Spook, before they murdered him in 2017, he was working for General Flynn directly, and then Flynn's indicted 2 weeks illegally, 2 weeks after he's murdered, to get both of them off the NSA. Now, Otis told me they saw in CERN, the super collider, they just got the second one lit up above it, that opened up the pit of hell, portal of hell. Demons are coming out of the damn thing. They've seen giants down in a shopping mall, and it's up on my website, under breaking news, down in Miami, several black people, including a white cop's son, who called his cop father. He said, I can't talk to you on the phone about it. I have to talk to you in person. And they were recording. It's on my website. And they've seen these. I'll get the pictures up sometime this evening or tomorrow. But down in the swamps of Georgia or someplace, all of a sudden these demon-looking little creatures that are small, demon eyes on them, and the whole bit are they're finding them every place. Now, Otis told me they saw in CERN before they lit up the second one that opened up this portal to hell. He told me that they saw, this was in 2017, that sometime between 2021 and 2024, the Earth would be pelleted with two stars. I said, well, you're talking Revelation 13. He goes, you got that right, Stu. Wormwood and its sister star. And two-thirds of mankind die from drinking the water. Now, he said sometime in 2025, they saw a planet six times the size of Earth, a fireball, come whipping around the sun, and it smacked planet Earth. That's a return of Jesus Christ. That's the end. And they can see that in space-time. So I'm just giving people a time frame. We have less than 1 year, I believe, before Jesus is going to return. Go ahead, Nicole.
And also, I want to remind the people that a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for the Bill Gates of digital ID. And so I would caution all your listeners to talk to your children who are voting age. And anyone, your nephews, if you have a nephew or a niece in your life, to urge them to get registered and vote Republican, because I fear that in 2028, which Bill Gates announced himself that he would start implementing digital ID, and so that means the government will have total control of your money and all healthcare decisions you make for yourself. That's what you're signing up for when you select Kamala to be your president. Also, you have the Green New Deal, which will cause the administration to push for higher tax. And now on top of that you have illegals coming into the country. They're going to expect you to also give aid to them. From what I hear, to have them in your home amongst your family. So this is a big pile of messy communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, but it's not America. It's not the country that our grandfathers and grandmothers, whatever, expect us to live under. So we as a collective people who value our freedom, value the fact that we have choices to carve our own destiny in this world, you have to have a stern talk to your loved ones who are at voting age and even contemplating to voting Democrat. You have to talk to them about this, and you can show them proof, because Kamala Harris even said out of her own mouth that she wants to invest in depopulation for the environment. Certain things that she say out of her own mouth give proof to what I'm saying.
Gun control. She wants to take everybody's guns. That's my Second Amendment right. My first is freedom of speech, which I'm doing right here and now. The Second Amendment protects the First Amendment. When they don't let you free speech, that's what guns are for, to go in and arrest them.
But the government of the globalists, this is what we're referring to. They don't want you to have any rights. They want total control over your life. And this is what you have to drive into these young people, because they don't understand the cost of losing your freedom. Because once you lose it, you don't get it back. You don't get it back. And these young ladies complaining about things, and they think Kamala's their savior, their feminist god. She will turn this country into something that is, just disgusting. Because from what I hear, she's fine with the explicit books that children have that are being exposed to.
Hey, hey, if you want to have a sex change and you're a little kid, we'll back you up. We're the government against your parents. Oh, we're going to take your guns. Oh, we're going to stop your freedoms with Joint Task Force Group and FEMA. All this stuff spying on everybody and infiltrating their lives and interfering in their lives and their communication. The police departments, the local police departments, Joint Task Force Group, where they operate in Kansas City, is out of the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. Jean Baker, who's a dyke, she's ACDC. okay? She's dangerous. She operates it, okay? They follow you around, try to assassinate you like they did with me. And they're using federal agents, and they use local police departments and the whole bit. But it's dangerous. And that was created by Ollie North and Daddy Bush to spy on the American people. And it's still in effect, okay? And it needs to be stopped.
And she also threatened to put Trump supporters or conservatives into FEMA camps. And this is what Hillary wanted to do. So also bear in mind that she is not really running the show. She is fulfilling the agenda of those in the Democratic Party that want total control. So these are not just her ideas. She was just willing to go along with the process. She sold her soul.
She sold her soul a long time ago. And I'll tell you what. What I see going on, they're going to pull a power play, they think. All she has to do is say, and a few of the congressmen, which there's rumors around Washington, according to a CIA source of mine, that they're going to pull the 25th Amendment, which basically says that she signs an order to the Congress, and the Congress runs it and passes it, that she becomes vice president now. She becomes president here in the next couple weeks because Joe Biden is super sick with COVID, and he is incompetent mentally to hold office. And if she puts it in before the Congress, which there's several congressmen going to introduce it, is what the word is, and the numbers are growing among the Democratic Party, she'll become president here in the next couple, 3 weeks. And then she runs, oh, I'm president. Look how well I'm doing the country. Folks, we are in a world of crap. We are at end time prophecy days. I guarantee you, I've seen this. I've been at it for 40 years. I'm still alive after 40 some odd attempts upon my life. Being anthrax, car crash, you can see the rollovers they've done to me. I mean, I couldn't avoid it. All because I keep my side up and keep my noise going, okay? And that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to give you the best reports I can of the knowledge that I have. Now, I don't put on that many people, but I'm going to start trying to do more. And I've invited several people. Gene Chip Tatum, Super Spooks, is going to be on with me soon again. And anyway, that's all I can say. Be prepared. Have your souls right. Be right with Jesus. Wake up every day and thank Him for being alive. Okay? Get on your hands and knees and pray against the enemy. Ask God to destroy it. Ask Him to put angels of protection around you. Because when you start praying, the enemy knows it, and he tries to come after you. But pray for this nation that we may survive. Pray that Christ doesn't return as soon as what I'm kind of thinking next year, 2025. To give people enough and to bring them to salvation. Give them enough time to understand and see and go awake. Wake up. Pray for their awakening where they can see the truth and hear the truth instead of hearing the lies of the bull. If you ask God to reveal the truth to your friends, to your relatives, pray for their salvation. I guarantee you, doors are going to open. Pray for the countries, pray for the nations, that we may have peace and not have a World War III, because that's coming. Kamala Harris is in, we're having World War III. I guarantee you. And remember, Kamala Harris may not be the presidential candidate. It might turn out to be Hildebeest, Hillary Clinton. Hildebeest. That's what we named her. Hildebeest. She's a baby killer. There's a video I saw on the black web, and I about ruined my computer getting on it with a friend, looking at it, watching her, where someone's videotaping her, cutting a baby's face off while she's got a plastic dildo strap on, stuffing it up the kid's rear end. And her Adim, her lesbian lover since she's been in the White House, something Adim. She was there with her doing it. I said, oh my God, this is sick. This is sick. She's known as a witch, a fifth degree witch like Barbara Bush was. Okay? Hillary Clinton. Anyway, there's that possibility of her. There's a possibility of someone else in the Democratic Party. Okay? Don't know yet. We just got to watch this, play it out. All I know is pray against it. You got anything else to say, Nicole?
No, I'm in agreement with what you said, and I just think that God will always win. And I always hang on his promises because he's never failed me. He's never failed anyone. And I really believe that, like Trump said, he is the only one that can fix it. And I believe that too. But if we hold on to our faith and we do right by each other, we can make it through this.
Look, Trump's wife Melania is a hardcore Christian. Oh, it's the best thing ever happened, Donald Trump being married to two Jewish women and the whole bit. But she's brought him to a point to where he's starting to understand what Christ is about. I really believe he's born. He goes to church with her. And there's a video of her up on my website during her mother's funeral where she's talking about Christ. And her son was raised in a Christian environment. And Donald Trump understands a hell of a lot more than what he did when he married Ivanka's mother and had her and had his two sons. He understands a lot more, especially when it comes to this religious side. So I want people to be aware of that. Keep praying for his salvation and keep praying for angels of protection around him. He's our only hope right now besides Jesus Christ. And we can't put it in man. We have to put in the power of Christ and in the hands of Christ. And remember, you have to ask or you don't receive. You have to do the asking. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I love to see when during the Republican convention, the love and affection that she showed for Trump was very nice to see. And I'm so happy that they are together and they are unified in what she's doing. And I really believe that she is one of his greatest assets. His wife is, she's so strong and beautiful. And she allows him to just be who he is. And she's always there to support him. She never tries to overshadow her husband. And she's the perfect, to me, the best embodiment of what a wife should be towards her husband.
I'm in agreement.
I'm sure they have agreement.
I'm in agreement.
I'm sure they have discussions. But I think at the end of the day, he knows he has a jewel in Milan. And it's nice to see that. And that's all I have.
Well, I want to add something. I want to add something here to that too. The Lovata, Lavota, I think it's on my breaking news column. I put it up last week. It's Lavota, Italy, and it's the house where Jesus Christ's mother, Mary Magdalene, ended up before her death. It's a religious holy place, and miracles keep coming out of the place. People were revealed things. It was revealed that Donald Trump would lead the world back to God. That's what it says in that. Whether it's true or not. Now, there's so many things that have come true about the Lavita, Italy, and people had these visions that were there and so forth. But on Radio Bar 4, if you scroll down about 2 months ago and look for maybe 2.5 months ago on Radio Bar 4 on StuWeb.com. And just, there it is. It says StuWeb Radio on such a date and day. And then it says the guest. Look for Professor Joe. Subject, Illuminati cards. Listen to it, folks. It's not that long. But they created these Illuminati cards in 1992. Alex Jones is in one of them. Donald Trump's in two of them. One is Trump. He'd be present, and the second one would be assassination. They would try to kill him. Okay? Now, I remember that punk calling me up saying, "Oh, Stu, we want to make you an Illuminati card back then." I said, "I'm not Illuminati, and you're not going to make a card about me." Anyway, they made one about Alex Jones being a stooge. Okay? But it was people looking at space-time, dealing with the wicked, that made these cards. And all these cards, there seems to be a lot of truth behind them. They're about $1,000 now, called the Illuminati cards. But listen to the report that Joe did on this, because he got a set of these cards, and he studied all the background of each and every individual. It's very important, folks. It says Donald Trump that they would shoot him, okay, a second time, they tried to kill him. But take a look at it. Who's behind it? BlackRock, Blackstone, Larry Mizell's corporation that was derivative of Silverado drug money that created Blackstone, BlackRock, which is a control of the U.S. Treasury, the largest bank in the United States, It is the Federal Reserve. There's nobody else out there except for a few banks left and part of the Federal Reserve. But they are the ones, the key boys, period. Now, one drug. Now, this was Neil Bush laundering the money at Silverado that my ex-father-in-law owned, savings loan that I collapsed, reported on it, okay? Not in collapse, they had congressional investigations. They laundered $12 trillion in 9 years through there. Milman took the money, part of it, and he gave it to Pete Peterson, who started BlackRock or Blackstone, whichever it was first. And it was a real estate company, holding company. He was buying up shopping centers around the United States and fixing them up. Then they created the entity BlackRock or Blackstone, the financial entity, in 1997, and it became the largest bank in the United States. But here's the point. $1 of drug money in your corporation or in your possession, $1 of drug money, the United States government can confiscate everything that you have. They need to close down BlackRock, Blackstone. And since it's the largest bank, it's the U.S. Treasury now, just confiscate the damn thing and turn it over to the you call it the United States Bank of America. United States Bank of America. We would own all their assets, the American people. And we would have our own banking system once again with true money back, gold, okay? Because they got it stored. Now, that's the simplest solution. For some federal agent to arrest him for taking the drug money, and I have all the proof and evidence of it, it went through Pete Peterson, Council of Foreign Relations Director. Now, Frank, some other guy's running it for him. But remember that. We close them down, we confiscate their assets. It needs to be done. But prayer works, doesn't it, Nicole?
Yes.
Would you?
We have to. You know what, Stu, I think these businesses that disguise themselves as businesses, they are no better than the terrorists that we have to send our men and women overseas to fight, because they are really putting a damper on our constitutional rights. You got to say it, because they are disruptors. And the same as we talked before on the phone, about APAC and how
and there you go, the Israeli American Pact, and who's one of the directors, Leonard,
yes,
or you know, Larry Wiesel and Norman Brownstein.
So this sentiment is being expressed on social media, like I told you a few days ago. We have to be aware that our representatives have been compromised. And that has to be fixed too.
Otis told me, he said 6 out of 10 of them have been chipped, and that was in around 2015. And he said the others, he said they pretty much had compromise with the voodoo drug and the sex tapes they had on them. He said you might find 3 or 4 or 5 congressmen like Jim Jordan and some others that aren't corrupt. He says, but the rest, he says they're corrupt as hell because they got them already compromised. Now, when Ross Perot, my friend, did a sting operation on them, targeted Silverado, targeted Milman. Milman was fined $80 million by Kaufman, a U.S. attorney out of Washington that had a grand jury in Denver, and he was fined for bribing 250, they didn't even charge the congressmen, senators, governors, cops, police chiefs, FBI agents. They found 200, Ross Perot's sting operation found 250 of them were compromised. Mayor Frederico Pena was one of them that was paid by Phil Wynn, HUD scamster, to vote for the Denver airport, $2.5 million. He was indicted in 1997, so he had to relieve himself of his job as Secretary of Interior, Secretary of Energy. So he resigned. He had to pay $1 million fine, but he took a $2.5 million bribe, and he only had $1 million left, so they charged him $1 million. Larry Mizell got fined $10 million. Brownstein, the CI counsel that Milman hired out of law school and became Daddy Bush's CI counsel in 1995, 3 years later, they've been setting up trusts for Milman. He got fined $10 million. Mizell graduated law school with him from Boulder, and they ended up both working for Milman. Mizell wanted to build apartments because Milman had unlimited access to HUD, stealing from HUD, didn't put anything down. Mizell began building 10,000 apartments per year. They own MDC Holdings, the parent company of Silverado, that's collapsed. Neil Bush, director. Hillary Clinton in the Ollie North Iran-Contra money laundering. Then MDC owns Richmond American Homes, one of the largest home builders in the United States, building 10,000 houses a year. Ponderosa Homes, General Homes of Texas, the list goes on. They're in the building business up to their eyeballs. Now, here's something else about these two goons. In 1981, the General Accounting Office, a watchdog for the U.S. Treasury, reports to the Congress and Senate on a semi-annual basis of how much who controls what of the economy. They take it from the IRS, the Comptroller of Currency, and all the numbers, and they determine. They carry badges and guns, but they can't make arrests. They report to the Congress and Senate. 1981, they said 1% of the population controlled 20% of the GDP, the economy of the United States. That was Milman and Bush and them. That was in 1981 when Bush arrives at office. Then by 2012, they said 400 men worldwide control 95% of the economy in the United States. That means 99% of us, 99% of us or less, control less than 5% of the economy in 2012. Now they got it all. Then after bank bailout, which I caused and Hennigan caused and French intelligence and nailed them, then they create writs stealing people's houses and doing all the other stuff from them. But they had in control of pension funds. Brownstein in Denver, through Fidelity Financial, Fidelity Bank, that was Milman's, he controlled 48% of all pension funds. That means that all these people that are working for their corporations at Walmart and other places, and they're contributing to their retirement by putting 10% of their paycheck in the pension funds. Well, here's Fidelity over here controlling 48%. The clown, Brownstein, Norman Brownstein. Daddy Bush's CIA counsel when he was CIA director in 95. Then you got Larry Mizell. I got him nailed on bank bailout. He had to pay a $2.5 billion fine for asset investors or whatever it was called. And J.P. Morgan had to pay $16 billion. Nobody went to jail. Shortly thereafter, Mizell buys up J.P. Morgan's pension funds through Great West Life. That was my former father-in-law's company that he created as a spinoff of Power Financial, which he inherited from Meyer Lansky, the Jewish crime syndicate. Now, Meyer was a fallen angel possessed. Milman had jumped in him, and then it jumped in Mizell. Mizell was anointed by Milman because he does so many great things, stealing and killing. Now Mizell is the baby eater in Denver with the Bush family member, whoever it is, has been passed on to. But this is how sick these puppies are, and they're in control through Great West Life. They're in control 42% of the pension funds that they bought. And it's a matter of fact, they're based in Overland Park, Kansas, where I'm at. Now, it's grown since there. And I've watched what they're doing, their latest fraud. With the pension funds, they trade them on the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ has not gone up a damn dime in the past 4 to 5 years. They're doing it, and then they belly up the companies, and then they turn around and they buy them up with other entities of theirs. And, when that company went belly up and the NASDAQ, they're traded there. I guarantee if that's where your pension fund is, in about 3 to 5 years after you've been establishing your pension funds, paying through your employer, which they're your employer, all of a sudden that particular pension fund went belly up and you lose your retirement. Then you start over again. And that's their latest crap. Anyway, end this thing with prayer, Nicole, would you please?
Yes, okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this opportunity for Stu and I to be able to tell the truth and to further your kingdom. I want to pray for this country. I know we're going through a very difficult time at this hour. People are very scared and confused. Some are alone in their own dismay. but you have a comforter that is willing to comfort us all. So I'm praying for all those people who may find it hard to deal with their own reality right now. I'm going to pray for this nation. I'm going to pray that we come together, irrespective of our differences and around party lines. I'm going to comfort the hearts of those who may not know what tomorrow may bring, but one thing that tomorrow will bring, and that is your son. And we know, like Trump knows, that it's only your son, only his shed blood, only his loving and commitment desire to be the ruler of our hearts and our minds and our souls. He is the only one and the only answer. So I want to thank you each day for giving us the time to get it together. And I want to thank Stu for allowing me to be on this program so I can just share my thoughts and my ideas that pertain to the things that we may face ahead. Amen.
And folks, I'm asking, like I did on the last radio show towards the end, for help for Janet. She's a whistleblower. She had her home stolen from her by the boys. Came in and said they own her home after her husband had died and her home was paid off by the insurance company. Well, they drove her out of her home. She's got a good job coming up, 100 grand a year, okay? She's got to buy certain things and she needed 500. She's down to about 250 bucks she needs. And then we have a loan from somebody and she'll pay him back, and I'll make a guarantee of that within 60, 90 days, because I'll have the money myself to give it back to you if she doesn't, but she will have. But she needs money right now to survive. So if anybody can help out, I'm still trying to raise $250 for her, and there's a PayPal account on my website. Click on that. I'm not taking a dime of it. I'll see that she gets it. She needs it to buy her licenses for her job as a massage therapist, 100 grand a year, and she has the offer, the whole bit. She took the job. She's just got to get her licenses, which she's already gotten the license, but she's got to get fingerprinted and 50 bucks at the police department. She'll know background. She's got to go through a quick 2-day class that's costing her something, I don't know, 150 or something. And then she's licensed in Overland Park, Kansas, and she's got her job 21 days after she goes through this week. And she's got to get her driver's license and the whole bit. But so I'm just asking, help her out with the other 250 bucks. Okay? Go to stuweb.com, click on the PayPal, and I will see to it. I will keep track of whoever gives any money to see to it you get it back if you need it back. Otherwise, $20 or $10 contributions, believe me, it add up real quick to 250 bucks. And with that said, I want to thank you, Nicole, for coming on with me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Thank you, folks, for listening. Have a good day. Bye.